From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Drew Dawson. Well, after months of campaign events, debates, and controversial ads, the race to become Georgia's next governor will be narrowed down in today's primary elections. Democrats will select either Stacey Abrams or Stacey Evans as the state's first female nominee for governor from a major party. Republican Casey Cagle, Georgia's lieutenant governor, hopes to win enough support to avoid a runoff. Cagle's challengers include Hunter Hill, Brian Kemp, Clay Tippins, and Michael Williams. If a candidate fails to win 50% of the vote in today's primaries, the top two vote-getters will compete in a runoff on July 24th. Georgia voters will have plenty of election contests to settle down ballot after casting their Republican and Democratic primary ballots for governor. Both parties have competitive races for lieutenant governor and secretary of state. Those offices are being vacated by GOP incumbents running for governor. The state's insurance commissioner seat is also open. Five Georgia congressmen also face primary opposition from within their own party. Atlanta-based Southern Company has reached an agreement with Next Era Energy, Florida's largest power company, to sell Gulf Power, Florida City Gas, and ownership interests in two Florida natural gas plants for $6.475 billion. The move effectively liquidates all of Southern Company's interests in Florida. Southern Company's CEO Tom Fanning told investors earlier this month that the company needed to raise cash to cut debt and pay for the expenses related to the Plant Vogtle nuclear project, which is years behind schedule and billions over budget. Next Era Energy is the parent company of Florida Power and Light, the state's largest utility with nearly 5 million customers. Next Era Energy says they expect to complete the acquisition by the first half of 2019. A new investigation finds that mental illness factored into 1 in 10 deaths in Georgia jails over the last decade. GPB's Emma Burns reports.
An AJC, WSB-TV, and Georgia News Lab investigation found that 10% of inmates who died while in custody showed signs of mental illness. AJC reporter Brad Schrade told GPB's On Second Thought, jail staff could have acted sooner to prevent some of these deaths.
Yeah, in many of the cases where there's, you know, signs of mental illness, there is something goes wrong quickly in you know, many of these cases.
The Georgia Sheriff's Association says closing psychiatric hospitals has forced jails to become de facto mental health facilities. For GPB News, I'm Emma Burns in Atlanta.
Officials say the kind of materials that fed a fire below a Metro Atlanta highway overpass, which collapsed last year, will no longer be stored under state bridges. The Georgia Department of Transportation officially declared that only non-combustible materials may be stored under bridges. The policy was finalized in April following the blaze that destroyed part of Interstate 85 in March of last year. A department spokeswoman told WSB-TV on Monday the policy was formalized and includes input from the state's fire marshal's office. A homeless man has been accused of setting the fire, but the National Transportation Safety Board said last month that the material the department stored underneath the bridge had contributed to the flames. And Georgia's oyster harvest season is closing at the end of the month. Oyster harvesting will be banned in Georgia waters from June 1st until October 1st to help control a naturally occurring bacteria known as VP that can make people sick if they eat raw oysters. It's commonly found in shellfish during the warmest months of the year. Natural Resources Commissioner Mark Williams says clam harvesting is allowed during the summer months because clams typically aren't eaten raw. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.